Get ready for a journey into the heart of Bridgeport politics with In Absentia, a new podcast from Connecticut Public's investigative team, The Accountability Project. Learn about the city's past and present political dysfunction and the systems that enable it. Tune in wherever you get your podcasts.
Funding provided by Francisco L. Borges and the Melville Charitable Trust.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. When I was growing up near my Italian grandfather's farm in Waterbury, me and my cousins would often wander the field edges looking for wild blackberries. We would come home with scratches on our arms, purple juice stains on our clothes, and smiles on our faces. They were that good. Now we don't have to work so hard to get delicious blackberries. With modern varieties, blackberries are disease-free, produce in summer and fall, and some have thornless canes. To make life easier, start with purchasing thornless varieties. Chester is a Zone 5 variety with good flavor. Triple Crown is a semi-erect variety hardy to Zone 6. Prime Arc Freedom combines summer and fall fruiting with thornless canes. For colder areas, try the summer-fruiting thorny variety Illini Hardy. Plant blackberries in fold-apart sun, 3 to 4 feet apart in rows spaced 2 feet apart. Soak the roots and plant in compost-amended soil. If you have clay soil, raise the beds by bringing in additional compost and topsoil. Mulch with wood chips to keep weeds away and preserve the soil moisture. Most blackberries will need support so the canes don't flop. Run a 5-foot-high wire between two metal or wooden stakes at the ends of the row. Prune blackberries after they've fruited in summer to remove old canes. In early summer, prune the shoots back by 1 foot to force side branching and more fruiting. For fall-bearing varieties, you can also mow down the whole row in fall after fruiting. You'll lose next summer's crop, but you'll have a bigger fall crop. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about raised beds. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.